It's 9:33 at 11:50 WNDB. And we welcome you to Monday Sunrise. How about that? Monday Sunrise is brought to you by Dr. Michael Swa at Parks Dermatology, by Vision HR. It's by Hartley Insurance Services and by Inspired Living by Brenda.com. And now here is your host, Brenda O'Donnell.
Good morning, Dave. Happy Monday. How are you?
I'm well. I had a great weekend. Very restful and relaxing.
Good. Me too.
Can't complain.
Got some stuff done around the house and starting to clean things out, get ready for the new year. So off to a good beginning.
We all do that.
Yes, indeed.
New year, clean, organized.
Exactly.
Everybody has their New Year's resolutions, which they only do until about the fourth week, third week in January.
And then it all goes downhill from there, and then we're back to our old bad habits and everything,
But it shouldn't be that way.
It shouldn't be that way. And I actually want to bring a point. I got a couple emails last week after our show on the healthy eating, and several people asked me, you know, vegetarianism, veganism, a lot of interest there, but a lot of people were just like, where do I begin? How do I get started? So I just wanted to throw this out there. I'm probably personally going to be offering a program, a 21-day cleanse. Kathy Freston, F-R-E-S-T-O-N, offers a 21-day quantum wellness cleanse. It's a book you can get. Fabulous. If you're looking to get into vegetarianism, veganism, it's so simple. She lays out your whole grocery list in the beginning. You just go get it. And then every day she walks you through what you should eat and how you should eat. And it helps you to, you know, get off some of the not so good things, alcohol, caffeine, get away from some of the dairy and the meat products. So anybody out there, I just want to throw that out there. It's a book. I think it's under $20.
Sure.
You probably get it used on Amazon for probably 10 or so, but a great way to get started if you're looking to get into that. It's very easily laid out and easy to follow, gives you words of encouragement. So, look for that.
Now, if you want to follow a vegan diet, you don't have to. It doesn't necessarily have to be organic, right?
No, it doesn't have to be organic. Like we mentioned last week, there's those dirty dozen that we want to stay away from with the vegetables and the fruits
because
that have a lot of pesticides in them
because then it gets into our
endocrine system and affects our immunity and all sorts of fun stuff like that. But, yeah, it doesn't have to be organic. It can just be, you know, fresh fruits, vegetables, grains, things like that, nuts, beans, legumes. So it's not as hard as people think, but I know it is one of those things when you start thinking about it, there's so much information. It's like, where do I get started? How do I begin? And I also always encourage people to maybe grab a buddy, you know, do it with a friend so that you have a support system.
Sure.
It always seems like if you have somebody to support and help you out, then it makes it a little bit easier and a little bit less probability fall off the wagon, right?
Absolutely.
But hey, I'm excited today, Dave. We actually have a guest with us, Mr. Michael Kane from Natural Bodhi. You can actually go to his website at naturalbodhi.com, and that's BODHI.com. And we're going to kind of discuss the how of happiness today. Michael has over 10 years of spiritual training, and he studied intensively with many of today's most insightful teachers. He's an experienced meditation teacher and founder and facilitator of the natural meditation community here in our community up in Ormond Beach. So welcome, Michael. Thank you for having or being here today.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you for inviting me. It's great.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. So Michael is, like I said, he's been in the community, he's been practicing for over 10 years, and he has a wealth of experience and uncompromising commitment to personal and spiritual growth. He devotes his time and experience to point others in their natural way of being and their capacity to open and live more fully. So just kind of curious, what influenced you to help others? What's your story, Michael?
Well, it really comes from my own sort of journey and, coming through from a place of depression, a place of darkness, to a place of expansion and contentment, and sort of coming through that forest, in a sense, and then saying to myself, you know, this is great, and there's a lot of people around me that could use this same sort of guidance. And so just really coming back and choosing to help people open to life more fully, because that's really something that I think we need. And there's all kinds of different ways in which to do that. But really it comes down, it was for me the same thing. It starts with this sort of shift where people and myself, you know, you go from, you know, I'm unhappy, and things will never change, to I'm unhappy, I'd like to be happy, and how do I get there? So that's sort of what happened for me. And
so you came from a place of you weren't in a very happy spot, and that's how this all got started. You went through your own personal experience.
Yeah.
And that's how you started on this path, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, literally just waking up every morning, just not really wanting to wake up, you know, just being very, very depressed and, you know, going to work each day, doing my thing, but not really being very happy, even though. And then really the question arose for me, a wonderful question. You know, here I am. I have, at that time, a wonderful business. Money was not a problem. I had a family. I had a wife. Everything was very beautiful. And yet here I was feeling very depressed and unhappy. And so what's the deal with that? And so then starting this path, this journey of really starting to see more clearly through all kinds of different things, but really the premise was to see more clearly what was happening in my own life. Why were things on the outside okay, and then on the inside things were looking a bit dark.
So did you have a particular aha moment, I mean, that made you start on this journey? Did you meet someone? Did you read something that all of a sudden you're like, wow, I got to do something different. I need to, what do I need to do to get out of this funk, we'll call it?
I wouldn't say there was well, the aha moment again was this sense that things were great, and why is that not happening for me? And so it was a slow process for me, but the process up ended up being things like all kinds of different workshops, and yoga was certainly one of those things. Starting out with all kinds of things that really brought presence into my life, and that's really the thing, is that the number one tool that we all have is awareness, because really if there's not an awareness of what's happening, you just continue to sort of roll on without really paying attention, without knowing what's going on in your life.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I talk about that in yoga. You know, awareness is where it all begins, because otherwise we're just kind of in a sleepy dream, right?
That's
we're
right.
Just kind of walking around just like zombies, and we just keep repeating the same habit patterns over again, the same thought patterns. And, you know, so many of us have so many negative thought patterns in our mind, and we don't even realize it, because it's just so, we've done it for so long. We beat up on ourselves, you know, oh, such an idiot, I can't believe I did that, or, oh, you know, I overate again, or I ate too many sweets, and we're constantly beating ourselves up, right? So much negativity. But that awareness that you mentioned is so powerful, because once we can be aware of our thoughts and our words and our actions, that's when we really start to observe and go, wow, what's going on here? Maybe I need to start to change some of this stuff. And it sounds like that's what happened for you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So you were able to make your way out of kind of this depression, we'll call it. I mean, is it like unhappiness, depression? And you did these workshops, and you obviously started doing meditation. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, I would say that some of the things that, I mean, like you just said, finding my way out, it actually ends up that the another really wonderful tool is acceptance, that we're not really trying to get out. That's really kind of a trap. And it really, the mind likes that idea. It wants to get around things. It wants to get away from things. But it turns out that the real secret is acceptance, is really being authentic. Because really, we spend a lot of time running.
Oh yeah, we do. Like, oh, we feel uncomfortable, so I think I'll go have a drink, or I think I'll go and watch TV, or whatever it may be. But anything to get away from that uncomfortable, edgy feeling that gets inside of us, instead of sitting with it in acceptance, like you said, it's like pop a pill or go do whatever. We don't want to feel it. We don't want to experience it, right?
That's right. I mean, and that's exactly it, is that, you know, we feel, and really it's that, what you said just a second ago, this uneasiness. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have this sense of uneasiness just under the surface. And that is what we're sort of trying to run from all the time, with all of our devices and our ways of getting away, whether it be shopping or eating or alcohol or the infinite number of things that we're using to get away. So for me, acceptance, really just stopping, allowing everything to be as it is a really wonderful place to start. If one can just start to do that and see what's happening. That's a very powerful way to start. And doing that with a real loving presence as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not judging ourselves, right? I mean, if we beat ourselves up for things that are feeling uncomfortable, then it's almost like a downward spiral. You know?
Yeah,
then
of
we
course.
Feel more guilt or more shame. So just being able to sit with some of that discomfort and let it just rise to the surface, per se, without resisting it and allowing it to be what it needs to be without reacting, without saying anything, without acting on it, but just allowing and accepting, as you said, right? I mean, I know I experienced that at my 10-day meditation retreat that I spoke about last week. It was powerful stuff, really, really powerful stuff, to just let that rise up and release and just let it go. It's like a 100-pound gorilla lifted off your back.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I would say that one of the other – well, you asked earlier about meditation. So meditation was certainly a big part of my process, my healing, whatever you want to call that, helping me to see more clearly. And first we said that awareness is very important. Well, one of the things that can really help build awareness, give us more awareness, allow us to pause before we become reactive, is this process of meditation. Now, there are several kinds, but basically they are all the idea of meditation is to see more clearly, is to be in the present moment, because really that's where life's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Is here in the present moment. Where else can it be happening? It may be that we're lost in the future in some dream. It may be that we're lost in the past. But even that's still happening in the present moment. So meditation allows us, through whether it's through the breath or just a natural meditation, which is just being present with what's arising and passing away, all of those kinds of processes allow us to start to be present where life is really happening. And that allows us to be really authentic.
Mm-hmm.
With what is arising.
Right.
So then when something's arising and we're aware of it, we choose to either run from it or we choose to welcome it. We sort of open our arms and welcome whatever's arising. And in that process, believe it or not, that whatever is arising sort of dissolves, because the interesting thing is that it's resistance until you welcome it. Then it's not resistance anymore. It's sort of like dropping the rope in a tug of war.
Yeah.
It doesn't work anymore if you drop the rope.
Yeah, if you're not fighting against it, then it doesn't have anything to fight. It just kind of has to sit there, and then it loses its power, per se, right?
That's
and
right.
It goes away. So, well, we have Michael Caine here today with Natural Bodhi. This is Brenda O'Donnell with InspiredLiving.com. I think we'll take a quick break here, and then we'll come back, and we'll find out a little bit about what causes unhappiness from Mr. Michael Caine. So Brenda O'Donnell, InspiredLiving.com, and we'll be right back.
Parks Dermatology is a full-service dermatology practice in three convenient locations. Our main office is 400 Lakebridge Plaza Drive, with offices at 1385 West Granada Boulevard, Suite 1, right in front of the Lowe's. And our third office, conveniently located in Palm Coast at 21 Hospital Drive, Suite 250. We offer clinical, surgical, and cosmetic dermatology, including skin cancers and skin rashes. Our surgical dermatology includes Mohs micrographic surgery. Our cosmetic dermatology includes lasers, including hair lasers, tattoo rejuvenation, veins, and brown spot removal. We also have a well-qualified esthetician who offers peels, microdermabrasions, facials, and the newest in the Portrait Express. Call for an immediate appointment at 386-677-9044. That's 386-677-9044.
Do you have the correct coverage on your homeowner's insurance policy? Are you receiving all the credits available to you? Hartley Insurance Services will manage all of your personal insurance needs, assuring you the best coverage for the best price. Call us today and start receiving the service you want with the peace of mind you deserve. Hartley Insurance Services, located on the corner of Bevel Road and Clyde Morris Boulevard. Or call us at 257-7711. That's 257-7711. Hartley Insurance Services. Ensuring your life.
Time is 9:48. We're 12 away from 10 o'clock at WNDB as the Sunrise Today show continues. Brought to you by Dr. Michael Swah and Vision HR, by Hartley Insurance, and by Inspired Living by Brenda.com. Here again is that Inspired Brenda.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, thank you. I'm here with Mr. Michael Caine from NaturalBodhi.com. If you have any questions, you can reach him at 386- 678-679-2336. As always, you can reach me at 386-957-3221, and that's inspiredlivingbybrenda.com. So welcome back, Michael. We've just been talking about kind of finding our way from the maybe unhappiness spot to a world of happiness. So what causes unhappiness? What is your interpretation of that?
Well, that's actually a good question. And for me, the question has a pretty simple answer, actually. And that is wanting things or wanting yourself to be different in any particular moment. You know, I like, I like it, and it can be, you know, even more you can say about that would be, I like this certain thing, certain moment, and I don't want it to change, or I don't like it and I want it to change. So that, in a sense, again, wanting things to be different, wanting self to be different, wanting to fix things, always wanting to try to be more than you are in a particular moment, can create a lot of unhappiness for us.
Yeah, we see that a lot, right? We have, even like what you had mentioned, you know, you had the great job, you had the wife, you know, everything seemed perfect from the outside, but something was missing. There was something not there. We wanted something different, you know, and it was something on the inside that you had to look at and say, why am I feeling this way? And we oftentimes do that, right? We want things to be different. We're always craving new things, or if we have discomfort, if we get some disease or some, you know, get fired from a job, something like that, we push it away. And then again, like we just spoke about before the break, resistance, right? We're resisting that. Oh, I don't want this to happen. I don't want this to, you know, be happening to me. And we try to push it away, right?
Right. And in the sense of depression, I mean, really depression means to push down, to mm-hmm. get rid of. And so it creates almost like a stagnant pool, of, like you would see a stagnant pool of water. It's a very stagnant, stuck sort of energy. And so, again, if one is pushing away, then that's creating a lot of unhappiness because we're not wanting to look at that. So if we are sitting and we allow things to arise again, then there it is, and then we accept it. We welcome it. We allow that to be as it is, and without trying to fix it, without trying to change it. In that way, we are starting to really unfold. And again, there's no resistance in that because it's welcoming. It has a loving presence to it.
So simple, right? But so darn difficult.
Right, exactly. Thank you for saying that because it's not easy. It's
definitely
simple,
not
but,
easy.
Yeah.
So simple in concept, we can sit here and talk about it, but when you actually go through it, it's like, darn, this is hard, right?
Right, exactly.
So you counsel a lot of people. So your method of helping your clients move through some of these obstacles and finding contentment, what is your methodology or what is your protocol for that? Just some maybe simple tools that you may be able to offer to our listeners.
Well, the one thing it sort of talks to all of what we were, or speaks to what we were just talking about, is in a bag, really coming home, learning to be comfortable in the body, learning to be comfortable in the present moment. Because really, if we start to learn to do that, if we can start to come into our own bodies and be comfortable and feel safe and secure, the world will actually look that way to us as well, interestingly enough, because the world is really happening within us in a sense. You know, if we're always afraid of things, if we're always worried about things, if we're resisting things, it's really happening within ourselves. If someone says something to us and we feel very defensive, we feel angry, it's not really them that's creating it necessarily. We can look in ourselves and say, why am I feeling this way? So coming in, starting to, again, be authentic with our bodies, with what's happening in our bodies, and just welcoming that and working through it in that way. Another thing we can do is really, and it's the same sort of thing, is really connecting with feelings and emotions, so emotional connection. And that's something that we're not taught a lot.
So explain
children.
That a little bit more, emotional connection, like connecting to my emotions. I mean, I know when I'm happy, when I'm sad, I'm sad. But when you say connect, can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that the easiest way to explain it, it's Daytona Beach, so we'll talk about surfing.
Okay.
So the best...
Good analogy.
Yeah, I think it is, actually. So we can just look at emotions or feelings like waves, mm-hmm. right? And we can look at our awareness, just pure awareness, non-judgmental awareness, as the surfer. so that these waves naturally rise up. It's a human thing to have emotions and feelings. It's part of being human. We don't need to run from it. We don't need to hide from it. And then we just ride those waves. They come up. We allow ourselves to sort of ride those until there's an expansion, until we get to shore, in a sense. And each time we do that, we're really learning to be in this natural flow of emotions and feelings, and instead of running from those and pushing them down all the time, now we have this natural flow. And it's interesting because emotions help inform us about how we're living, how we're being in this moment, how we're being in life. And so that really everything that's arising is information and can help us to be more alive, be more fully present in each moment.
Okay, okay. And something I know I'm not able to do it anymore because I teach yoga on Tuesday evenings, but you offer a Tuesday meditation group, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that's where is that located?
That's actually at the UU, Unitarian Universal, I guess it's called a building or a church, but it's on it's in Ormond Beach on the beach side, just behind the Ormond post office there, and that's Tuesdays from 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay, yeah. And no special requirements. I mean, anybody can come. They can learn about meditation. You speak about some of these topics. They can maybe get to know you a little bit better there, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, okay. So some other ways, I know we were talking about moving your clients from obstacles of unhappiness towards happiness. Any more opportunities that they may have to do that?
Well, you know, one of the other things that's interesting is a lot of people come to me for the very simple things. It's not always very emotional or those types of things, but it's really just I have a goal or I have a dream and I can't seem to get there.
They're stuck.
Yes. Okay. So really we start to look at their power. They're because everyone really has this power. We really can do anything we wish and within reason. But it usually ends up being a sense of resistance in some way. So we look at what the one thing holding you back in a sense. So we look at that. What is happening for you? What is holding you back? What are you resisting? So once one can find the resistance within them and work through that resistance, then that's not holding them back, and then they're able to move forward. So that, and just really starting to see that we're powerful beings, that we have this amazing power, that we have this amazing ability as humans. We have, you know, thought process, we have compassion, we have all these things that we have available to us to achieve really whatever we want.
And to live life more fully and be fully present and be happy, content beings and enjoy all the beautiful things out in nature and enjoy the company of each other, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's the interesting thing. When one starts to open in this way, things become alive. Life becomes much more open and alive. A sunset isn't just some big ball of fire that comes up in the morning that you see a million times. It's really, you're fully there, and it's an amazing experience. Every experience becomes an amazing experience when you let go of resistance and you start to live in this really open way.
Perfect. So final question as we wrap up the show here. What would you say? What does the world need most? I mean, kind of a loaded question there, but what would you say to that?
I would say it's presence.
Presence.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Just to really be present.
Be present. Present in the present moment, seeing things as they are.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, beautiful. Well, any last-minute comments that you would like to say to our listeners, anything that you would like to share maybe about some of the things that you do, that you offer?
You know, it's interesting. For each person, it's different. That's the really the thing that I try to tell people, that each person is very unique in what they're looking for and what they're wanting to achieve in life and what they're working through. Even in different moments, each person is working through different things. So I offer these services really to help people to come alive in whatever way that is for them.
Okay, so Mr. Michael Caine here. He is a meditation teacher, holistic counselor, life coach. You can go on his website at Natural Bodhi, that's B as in boy, O-D-H-I.com, naturalbodhi.com, or you can reach him by phone at 386 679-2336, and he would be more than happy to help you find your way to happiness, the how of happiness. And this is Brenda O'Donnell. InspiredLivingByBrenda.com would like to add a simple way to happiness is have an attitude of gratitude. Please join us next week where Kim Jarvis from Wellness from the Inside Out will be joining us for a healthy weight loss, not a fad diet. Have a fabulous week. Look forward to talking with you next week.
This is News Talk 1150 WNDB, Daytona Beach. Fox News updates at the top of every hour. News on demand on newsdaytonabeach.com.